I was asking you about whether Lenin kind of conjured up unknowingly all these horrible events leading up to his death just because of his attitude, his strangeness. Is that possible?
I think it is. I think that, you know, he surrounded himself with it. He was very interested in divination. I know that when he left, like we said, he left to the Dakotas and felt a personal threat. That's what he loved about New York. But, you know, he talked to Frederick Seaman saying that, you know, he felt that he'd lived a violent life. He was an angry person, and maybe that was the way he was going to go. So, I mean, maybe you're right, George.
The Haunted Dakota. Let's talk a little bit about that. And I was not aware until Lex told me that it was featured in the classic film, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Dakota, actually, Frederick Seaman said that when he went to the Dakota the first time, he noticed the year 1881. And he said that after working for John and Yoko, he noticed 1-8 and 8-1 was two nines. You know, he thought, well, now no one would know this, but the Lennons, and he said it had an impact on him. But the story of the Dakota, there's a series of ghosts and strange happenings there. I know that the most famous ghost, and when I did the research on Take a Walk on the Dark Side, there's a story about a little girl who appears in 19th century dress. And she was bouncing a ball, and one of the workmen saw her. And she turns to the workman, she says, "Today's my birthday." And then she just disappeared. So when the workmen told the other people who were working in the Dakota, this is before John and Yoko had moved in, you know, they sort of laughed and they said, "Oh, you know, this is a very famous ghost." Well, the next day, the workman fell down a shaft and was killed. When John and Yoko moved into the Dakota, they had apartment number 72, and John had heard the story, so he wired up the stairwell to make sure that Sean wouldn't fall, and this was one thing that was one of the famous ghosts there. Even the number 72, before the Lennons were to move into the Dakota, I mean, a lot of the people who lived there were celebrities, and they really didn't know if they wanted a rock personality in, so it took a while to get in. But the Dakota apartment number 72 was the apartment, former apartment of Robert Ryan and his wife Jessie, and both had passed away. So the Lennons performed a seance in the apartment to ask the spirits if it would be all right for them to live there. And when the medium got back and said it would be fine, then Yoko called, I think, the daughter and said, "Oh, we talked to your parents in the afterlife, and they've agreed to let us stay in the apartment." I don't think the daughter was too thrilled to hear it, but, you know, this is how it happened when they moved in. Now, the story goes that when Rosemary's Baby was filmed, when you see the first, it has this very gothic scene of the Dakota, and there's some scenes inside. And one of the apartments the Lennons had purchased was one of the apartments that was supposedly used in the film. Frederick Seaman said that when Lennon had found this out, he wrote the word "Helter Skelter" on the wall and slammed a file cabinet up against it, because there's a strange chronology between the making of Rosemary's Baby and what happened with the Sharon Tate murders.